Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. Today we're talking about the Power Hour, and we're going to talk about step one, mental health, mind. Your mind, this thing up top of your head, is the most precious piece of territory on earth, right here. You can think in polarity. You can go, oh, that'd be so great to have that. And that means that you've seen so much benefit of having it. You've seen such a positive result from something you're about to do. And that's called infatuation. Infatuation is when you see seven benefits to one negative of anything. Resentment, infatuation and resentment are teammates on the same footy team. Resentment is when you see seven negatives to one positive of something. Now, a bipolar person tries to see eight, but that makes them mentally a little bit deranged. When you get extreme bipolarity, it's called schizophrenia, when you go outside the 7-to-1 ratio. So you can get 14-to-2, 21-to-3, whatever it is. So when we love to polarize things, we are in a really bad state of mind. And I would say in that state, our decisions are going to be flawed. Our emotions are going to dictate our direction, which means we'll go in the direction of whatever floats our boat, which means we're out of control in a sense, because these emotions are lies. All emotions are lies. They're lies to ourselves, they're lies to nature, there's lies to the universe, they're lies to the Creator. However, we can't live without them, because emotions take us to where we think there's imbalance. We have two choices. Go there, confront the imbalance, like marry someone and find out they aren't who you thought they were. We can even conceptualize a balanced place. Say, I'm going to a relationship where it's all good. But actually, you learn in the end that relationships are good and bad. And that's just the truth. Or you're going to go to a job that's all good. And eventually you find that there's bad in a job. And this sort of naive emotional swinging, you sort of see it where people have been brought up with parents trying to protect them from the darkness, trying to protect them from their own suffering. We are human beings and we can't escape that. We are part of nature. We're not dictating nature. We're not ahead of nature. We are nature. And nature seeks a balance in all things, including our thoughts. However, we have free will. We can think emotionally. We get attracted to emotion because we watch TV, we go to the theater, and what do we see in a theater? We see extremes of emotion. And so we're totally entertained by it. And someone sings a song and it's sad, we get sad. When someone sings a happy song, we get happy. We're easily led into the imbalanced arena of emotion. So we can't deny having it. The question becomes is, does that become our guiding light? If you take a piece of paper, which I would recommend you do at some point at the end of this video, and you take four columns, and you write in the first column positive, you write in the second column negative of the positive, if you write down in the third column the negative, and you write in the fourth column the positive of the negative, and choose anything in your life, yourself, your partner, you can choose a job, you can choose a decision you're about to make. Let's just have an example. I'm about to eat an apple, let's just say. And I say the positive, it's healthy, it's grown in nature, it's refreshing, it's nourishing. So there's the positives. What are the negatives of that? Well, it's too easy. My body doesn't have to learn to cope with complicated digestive enzymes from the atmosphere. It's nourishing. Maybe the nourishment is not grounding me, so the nourishment might be for something I don't really need at all. So you can find negatives in the positives. Then you go to the negatives. Eating an apple, it's full of sugar. It can interrupt your digestive system. It may not be a purebred apple. It might be a hybrid apple. And you can go through the negatives of eating an apple. And if you say, what are the positives of the negatives? Well, the positives, if it's not a purebred apple, it will challenge my digestion. And that's a good thing because it'll evolve me. If it's not fresh, if that's a negative, I can say, well, then I'll improve my acuity of my sensory perceptions. I'll smell the apple and I'll feel the apple as well. The apple, at the end of the day, is just an apple. It's an event. It's a thing. And we polarize the apple by biasing it with our emotional garbage, our baggage. And to work through one thing a day and take something you think is extremely bad or extremely good, it may be a person. It may be a piece of fruit. It may be anything. And just bring it to balance and have gratitude, and this is important here, have gratitude for the positive side and have gratitude for the negative side, and actually see an apple and take it back to its origin. Events are events until we split them. So events are events until we judge them. People are people until we judge them. Circumstances are circumstances until we judge it. Memes, which are pre-programmed thought processes, try to save us the time of judging something. Let's say, for example, we break an arm and we go, that's bad. The meme is already built in. A broken bone is a bad thing. We're going to have to waste time getting it fixed. So we don't even think as to whether there's two sides. A broken arm could also mean time out. It could also mean an awareness of something we weren't aware of before. It might also mean an opportunity to learn something by not using that arm. There's a lot of other thoughts that could come to the broken arm, but the meme takes us past all that opportunity to see balance and gives us our answer. Now, unraveling those memes is a very important part of your personal growth. And you'd only have to choose an apple or something that somebody's done or something that somebody hasn't done or yourself that you've done or you haven't done and bring it to balance. A balanced thought is unconditional love. And that's a very, very interesting place to come to on an apple or on a person, or on yourself, or on your job, or on your company, or on something that you're judging. And I promise you this, it's a far healthier place than judging. Whatever you judge in another person, whatever you judge in yourself, you breed it in your children, attract it in a partner, or become. Be careful. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.